I mean, I think people that are interested in this stuff should hear what we're talking about, because it's certainly going to benefit their approach to their training. So, well, just to step back, and why I wanted to start recording this, because we didn't cover this yet. When in the midst of that immense chest workout, like that one set where you're explaining, you know, how the guys would pull off the plates as you're going through it, it added up roughly in my head to be somewhere around 80 reps, 100 reps.
4 + 8 + 12 + 16 + 20 is what?
Somewhere up there.
8 is 12, 12 is 24, 16 is 40, and 20 is 80. Yeah. Yeah. 60.
Okay. All right. So 60 reps, and it started out with 275 pounds, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm 155.
Right. Pounds. Exactly. So you're training with these big guys, and they're saying there's no way you're going to be able to pull this off because of the volume of that set.
Let me explain something else, though, Paul. I stopped lifting for the first time in 3 years for 3 straight weeks, and I was during those 3 weeks I was sleeping with earth balls.
Mm.
When I came back, that was my first, maybe second chest workout, which had that, and I was looking for this.
Yes.
And I went hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of supplements to find out what I was lacking in my body, because I would have to pull myself to go lift, and I would do it. I would mentally get through my workouts, not physically.
Yeah, and to recap again, your trainer, your training style is every single workout is different. It's never the same twice.
Yeah, there's never under 300 or 400 reps per body part, and we do one, sometimes two body parts a day. There's sometimes where there's a comma in the reps that we do, especially with, we call it gun factory, which is buys and tries.
Ah, yeah, guns, right. But what I mean is when you come back to the gym to do guns again, you're doing it a different way.
Constantly shocking the muscles, different techniques, different workouts. 365 days a year, there's 365 different workouts.
And in
3 years, and I've seen some repeated workouts, maybe two times, maybe three times.
And in terms of a percentage of soreness, like what you, the pain that you lived in generally due to training, if on a scale of 1 to 10, like 10 being the worst training pain you've ever experienced, well, where would you put your pain levels?
Right now?
No, prior to Earth Pulse.
Prior to? Any new client that ever walked into that gym and said that they were so sore 2 days after their first workout, I said, get used to it, because I've been sore for 3 years.
Okay, so
I'm talking anywhere from, you know, 9, 8, 9. I mean, it was debilitating. Sometimes I couldn't get out of my car, my legs were so sore.
Right, okay, so, and now?
In all honesty, probably, I'm thinking 3.5, 4.
Okay.
It's the absolute most, and I'm being hard on you.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, so what about the change in that chest workout? Like, had you ever done anything similar to that? Like, what do you expect your I mean, those guys that were 240, do they normally lift more than you when you're doing, you know, have you been training with them a long time?
Yeah, I have, some of them. The kids that usually lift the same weight that I do were
mm-hmm.
doing dime nickel or 10-5, 10-5, and that's what they were doing. Or some of them would do outside of the 45, they would do 3 10s and then a 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you peel that 25 off, you shed 50 pounds off of, you know, 225 or 30 pounds. It makes a huge difference. Well,
mm-hmm.
I still had those that extra 50 inside. And when I loaded it up, the guys that normally did my weight, they were like, "What are you doing? Like, this isn't the weight you're supposed to be doing." And I said, well, you know, Brian is the name of our trainer. I said, he suggested it to me, and he raised his eyebrows like, it's up to you. If you think you can do it, do it. And I said, I feel good. And I he didn't have to help me on any of them. The guys that were around me were high-fiving me when I was done, saying, this is absolutely unbelievable. And I guess whenever I left there, they kept talking for the next week and a half. They told Brian, what the heck did you do to that kid? He's a machine.
Wow.
And it's, I mean, you know, I was always strong with chest. But there's a difference between strong and having that strength and stamina together.
Yeah.
Stamina is where I sometimes lack. You know, you give me, you know, I can, you put 225 on the bar, and I could probably do 14 of them. But that's so much different than doing 80 reps or 60 reps starting with 225. Then you get up and you wait two or three minutes. You go to the next bench and you do it again.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, I told you about that one powerlifter. He set that 600-pound regulation bench press. He was training with 450 and the anchor chain. So big anchor chain hanging from the basement ceiling, and his bench set up under it. So he'd crawl underneath it and then start the motion from his chest like a regulation lift. And as it moves from his chest, the anchor chains become suspended by the bar, and it gets heavier as he pushes through the motion, right? So he's training with 450 and anchor chains, got him a 600-pound lift. In 2 months, might have been less than that, about 2 months, I think, he was training with 550 in the anchor chains. And each anchor chain is like weighs 5 pounds or six pounds or something. So he was benching, you know, close to his record personal best regulation and repping it.
And that's the one that I really like. I'm in recovery mode. After my first week, with very few exceptions, I'm in recovery mode about 90% of the time, and I'm still just trying to experiment with different things.
Right.
That's the only reason why it's not 100% of the time.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's, and like you said, it's not supposed to knock you out. You know, I don't have a problem falling asleep. At the most, I might take 25 minutes, at the most, sometimes three. It all depends on how exhausted I am.
Right. Well, but that was never an issue anyway. I mean, you had said earlier that was really never an issue because you're always so beat because of your training.
Right, exactly. My issue was 2:30, 3 o'clock. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need my eyes. If I could just take an hour nap, that's all I would want. And I haven't thought like that in a long time, or 3 weeks at least.